Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, October 2nd, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Georgia Pacific will be spending $425 million to establish operations in Madison County, Tennessee. And also making headlines this past week, PCA will be paying a $2.5 million fine for violating the Clean Air Act in its Louisiana mill. And we'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, September 30th at 43.94, down 80 points or 1.8% from the September 23rd close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 2.5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Sappi, up 14%, followed by Boise Cascade, gaining 4.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Glatfelter, down 23.2%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 54%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 79%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 2.5%, while the PM40 is down 9.2%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionist.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. Stora Enso to terminate operations at its Jingshan site in China. Stora Enso's Jingshan site in China will be terminating operations due to an expiring land lease contract. The site had been producing consumer packaging and belongs to the division Packaging Solutions. The existing operations are moving to Wuhan and the Dongguan sites. The last day of operations at the Jingxiang site will be on October 21st, 2022. The termination of operations will have no impact on service or deliveries to customers, Storenzo said. Impacted employees can apply for relocation opportunities or receive a severance package, the company said. Dayline Luxembourg and Munich. Aurelius acquires three European paper mills from Sappi Limited. Aurelius announces the acquisition of three European paper mills from Sappi Limited. The global company is a leading European producer of coated graphic packaging and specialty paper. In fiscal year 2022, the three sites are expected to generate combined revenues of more than 1 billion euros. The transaction, which will be executed by Aurelius's co-investment structure, is expected to close in the first quarter of 2023, subject to approval by the relevant competition and regulatory authorities. Now, the carve-out transaction from Sappi's European business includes sites in Kirkkonummi, Finland, Maastricht, the Netherlands, and Stockstadt, Germany, with over 1,400 full-time employees combined. The sites produce paper products used for publications, as example, retail advertising, graphic paper, example, annual reports, and graphic boards, example, packaging. Each site benefits from generating its own electricity and steam via its own power plants, reducing its dependence on external sources. Developments to further increase optimization of energy sourcing processes are underway. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Hartsville, South Carolina, Sunoco to expand European manufacturing with acquisition of Skjern Paper in Denmark. Sunoco acquired Skjern in Denmark. The acquisition expands production capacity for customers in Sunoco converting operations throughout Europe and the bordering regions. The estimated $88 million all-cash transaction has been unanimously approved by Sunoco's board of directors and is expected to be completed in the fourth quarter of 2022, subject to customary closing positions. Skjern is a leading producer of high-grade paperboard from 100% recycled paper from rigid paper containers, tubes and cores, and other applications. Congratulations, Sunoco. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. the leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada. Tolko to rebuild High Prairie Mill. Tolko's High Prairie team is continuing to work hard on the cleanup effort following the serious press fire that occurred at the mill on May 20th of 2022. The damage to the press and press buildings was significant, and much of the equipment was a total loss. Tolko will be rebuilding the site and replacing the existing press line. The project is still in the preliminary engineering phase, so timelines may shift, but the early estimate is that the mill will see the first new board before the end of the fourth quarter of 2023. The old press has been removed, and crews will be reconstructing the building for the winter months so that work on preparing the plant for the new press can begin. Along with the repairs, there are several upgrading projects unrelated to the fire and significant maintenance work underway on the site. This includes the recent installation of equipment that was repurposed from Tolko's decommissioned Kelowna mill. Again, Dateline Canada, 16-day curtailment planned at West Fraser Caribou Pulp and Paper due to forestry challenges. Operations at Caribou Pulp and Paper will be curtailed for 16 days, affecting around 160 employees, beginning Saturday, October 29th. Joyce Wagoner, a corporate spokesperson for West Fraser Mill, says the curtailment is necessary to better align Caribou Pulp and Paper's operating capacity with the available supply of wood chips. Quote, "Timber supply and access has become an increasingly challenge in British Columbia," Wagoner said, adding, "Infestation, wildfire, forest policy decisions, and other considerations have resulted in fewer logs being processed at interior sawmills, and therefore less wood chips and pulp logs are available as feedstock for British Columbia pulp mills," end of quote. Caribou Pulp and Paper is jointly owned by West Fraser and Mercer International. Dateline Dawson Creek, British Columbia, blaze at Louisiana Pacific Mill. A fire broke out at the Louisiana Pacific Mill last Saturday for a second time in as many months. Dawson Creek firefighters were called to the scene just after 1 p.m. They say the fire began in the hog pile on the east side of the mill. The pile of logs was engulfed in flames, and high winds helped spread the fire and ash into a nearby field. The Dawson Creek Fire Department requested help from the Ponce, Coop, and Toms Lake Fire Departments. Around 30 firefighters attended with a number of trucks. Three personnel from the Ministry of Forest also attended with a response truck. An ambulance and RCMP were called in as well and were on standby. Now, a tractor was used to build a fire guard in the field. LP also used heavy equipment to move the logs around and smother the blaze. Firefighters were on scene for about 5 hours before the blaze was under control. There was some damage to the field and a nearby fence, however, no one was hurt. A hog pile at the LP plant previously caught fire back on August 7th. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Nashville, Tennessee. Georgia Pacific to establish operations in Madison County, Tennessee. Kentucky Governor Bill Lee, Development of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Stuart McWhorter, and Georgia Pacific officials announced that the company will invest at least $425 million to construct a state-of-the-art Dixie manufacturing facility in Jackson. Located on Highway 223's east site, a select Tennessee certified site, through this project, Georgia Pacific will create 220 new jobs in Madison County. Georgia Pacific's Jackson plant will focus on manufacturing Dixie paper plates to support the company's increase in production demand across its three Dixie facilities. Construction on the new 900,000 square foot facility is slated to begin before the end of the year and is anticipated to reach completion by the summer of 2024. A subsidiary of Koch Industries Incorporated, Georgia Pacific is one of the world's leading manufacturers and marketers of bath tissue, paper towels and napkins, Dixie disposable tableware, paper-based manufacturing, cellulose, specialty fibers, and building products, but we already know that. In addition to tableware, the company manufactures other goods such as brawny, yada, yada, yada. We all know this. Congratulations, Tennessee, and good luck, Georgia Pacific. That's great news. Dateline, Louisiana. Containerboard manufacturer PCA will pay $2.5 million for violating Clean Air Act at its Louisiana mill. Packaging Corporation of America, headquartered in Illinois, has agreed to pay $2.5 million in civil penalties to resolve allegations that it violated the Clean Air Act's General Duty Clause and Risk Management Program regulations at its containerboard production mill in DeRidder, Louisiana. In the complaint filed this past week with the proposed settlement, the United States and Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality, also known as the LDEQ, allege 9 Clean Air Act violations that stem in part from a fatal explosion and accident release at the DeRidder Mill on February 8, 2017. The explosion, which killed 3 workers and injured 7 others, launched a 100,000-gallon storage tank into the air and over a 6-story building before it landed on mill equipment approximately 400 feet away. The blast also caused property damage and released extremely hazardous substances into the environment. The Environmental Protection Agency, also known as the EPA, inspected the DeRidder Mill after the explosion and uncovered additional Clean Air Act violations. Dateline Windsor, Ontario. Fatal scaffold collapse at dump tar facility in Quebec's eastern townships were due to a design flaw. The fatal scaffolding collapse in 2021 at the dump tar facility in Windsor, Quebec, about 120 kilometers east of Montreal, could have been prevented, according to a report by the province's Workplace Safety Board. The report, released this past Wednesday by the CNESST, says the scaffolding's load was underestimated and there was an absence of vital bracing on the 7th level that would have ensured the structure's stability. Jan Ballarigian, age 39, and Hugo Paré, age 22, died in the collapse, and about 10 other workers were injured. The scaffolding was constructed inside a silo in the Domtar's pulp and paper mill. It fell during maintenance work just after 1:30 a.m. local time on October 26, 2021. The agency says it contacted families and affected companies, including subcontractors connected to the accident on this past Tuesday. It also says that the report with several construction organizations and civil engineering firms to raise the awareness of risks. Now, let's say we hear what Domtar has to say about this. Domtar says it received a copy of the investigation report issued by the commission in concerning the scaffolding and collapse, and they said 11 months after the accident, our thoughts continue to be with the families and loved ones affected by this unfortunate event, said Slavin Brickholt, general manager of Domtar Windsor's mill. At Domtar, health and safety is one of our core values, and we will continue to make every effort to ensure a safe work environment, added Mr. Brickholt. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.